Y'all look great. Be encouraged. You know, I know that it's a great World Series, isn't it? How many of y'all been watching the World Series? That's great. We're praying for our Astros. It's a really good series. Man, I tell you, really two good teams. And I was emailing recently with Dr. Pete, and some of y'all know Dr. Pete well enough to know that he is he's a Yankees fan also, okay? And we don't hold that against him, and not because he's from New York, he's a native Houstonian. And so anyway, he said, I'll be happy either way, talking about the American League Championship Series. Either way, I'll be happy, you know, so anyway, but man, he wrote, you know, another email a little few days later, and man, talking about how proud he was of the Astros, you know. So, anyway, let's give the Astros a nice hand, all right? Well, let me just clarify something, you know, about schedule, okay? I know that Greg was talking about. Pastor Ryan, we will actually be praying and receiving Pastor Ryan on November the 19th. That'll be his first service with us. He will be obviously in a transition and be closing on, as Greg said, on his two houses. Not two houses that he's buying, but selling one and buying the one here. And so anyway, today I am going to be sharing with you kind of some reflections, a message called All Grown Up. And then we want to invite you to be sure and be here, because on November 12th, Katya and I are going to be sharing just really kind of a closing message of gratitude for the 15 years of service that y'all have given us to serve. As I've served as your senior pastor and my beautiful and very wonderful pastor's wife who has served us so faithfully, we want to say how grateful we are to you. So be sure and be here on November the 12th. Invite any of our friends to come here. We're going to do that. And so we look forward to that time of Katya and I sharing together with you. And then we will be here to receive Pastor Ryan, and the elder I will be praying for him to set him in. And so we look forward to he and Isabel and all that God is going to do here at Christ Covenant Church in the days ahead. Well, I want to talk about a message called All Grown Up. Our Astros have grown up. You know that? I was thinking about, if you look at some of the statistics, because the last couple of years, the Astros have actually, I think, led the American League in strikeouts. And one of the great things that they have done is, you know, they brought in some mature guys, and they've gotten rid of a few free swingers, and they've grown up, haven't they? I mean, man, they are one of the top teams. And so anyway, this morning, it's hard for me not, as a native Houstonian, it's hard for us not to talk about the Astros, isn't it? But that's not really what I'm here to talk about. But my message is called All Grown Up. You know, one of the great joys of being a parent or being a grandparent is seeing your children as they become all grown up. How many of you, you know, I mean, the age that many of us are, we have seen our young adult children grow up. Isn't that right? And I'm so grateful, you know, for that. I heard a statistic a few weeks ago that I think it was like 45% of young adults said that they expected to, even though they've moved away from home, that they are expecting to have to go back home to live with their parents. And so, you know, I mean, I'm so grateful that in this church that there's been such a blessing. We have been blessed, you know, to see two generations, you know, and to grow and to serve, and we've had so many young people over the years being here. I thought about our youth pastors, Tommy Kendall, and remember Tommy would preach, and it was like watching a tennis game, you know, because he was always moving, you know, he had all this energy. And then Rick Reardon, and then now Pastor Tom. You know, the Lord has done so much, and so many young adults have grown up or been impacted in this church. And so, you know, God preparing them for life, and he prepares them for vocation and for ministry. And so, you know, I'm celebrating today as I think about our church. And we're in a season, you know, as a church. I mean, Barry talked about this, you know, in our congregational meeting, about us being a mature church. We're a grown-up church. And so, one of my reflections as I've considered my time to serve as your pastor, it's coming to a close. And I'm so grateful, Lord, for what the Lord has done in the generations. And I believe in the future that there's a new chapter coming, and there's going to be more children that are going to come. There are going to be more students that are going to come, and young adults and families. And you're going to see what God has been speaking to us about, that God, this is God's church, and He's going to do a great work, and there's going to be a great work. I see Richard and Bonnie coming in, and I think about our prayer time. Hey, y'all, good to see you this morning. And I think about Richard's, you know, vision of seeing, and I talked to Dr. Pete recently and about, you know, God building and people coming. And listen, that's going to happen. You believe it? I do. And so, you know, the Lord has really been speaking to me. Lord, how do I respond in this season of my life? How do we respond as a grown-up church? Thinking about, you know, all that God has done. And I'm so grateful. I'm grateful. And we'll have more to say about that on November the 12th. Well, this is a new chapter, isn't it, in the life of Christ Covenant Church. It's a new chapter. And God has been faithful, as I've said, And so anyway, I've been asking the Lord, Lord, how do I prepare in my role? And my role is going to change, and Kata and I both. How do I prepare to receive and be a support to Pastor Ryan and his wife Isabel behind the scenes, building a friendship with them and trying to be a strength to them? And so anyway, you know, the best place that I could go was to the Scripture. Is that right? It's to the book of Ephesians. So I want to ask you to turn there, if you would. Ephesians 4. I tell you, with having some bronchitis and all that stuff, man, I am, I don't know about y'all. How many of y'all are getting healed up? Praise God. I know, man, so many have called and said they were in bed or, been sick. And praise God for the healing and health that's taking place in our bodies. I love the book of Ephesians. It's probably, you know, my favorite book in the Bible. And it describes so well what the church is to be and the provisions and the promises. And I want to read verses 11 through 16 as I share some thoughts with you this morning. Now, these are the gifts that Christ gave to the church: the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers. Their responsibility is to equip God's people to do His work and to build up the church, the body of Christ. This will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. Then we will no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever they sound like the truth. Listen to that. There's a lot of people that are talking about things, about Scripture and about the church, and they sound like truth. Tom talked about that today, didn't he? He talked about how people are setting aside what is known to be, you know, the truth in genuine beliefs. Verse 16 says He makes the whole body. Well, let me go back. Let me read verse 15 again. Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of His body, the church. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly as each part does its own special work. It helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. Let's pray for a second. Father, we thank You, Lord, for these words that Paul has written to us. Lord, we thank You for the season of life that many of us are in. But Lord, you have said, Lord, that you, Lord, have a destiny and a future for Christ's Covenant Church. And so, Lord, we receive all that you have. You've promised to send resources, and you are. Lord, you've made a way. Lord, you've called a new senior pastor to come. And Lord, there'll be new people that'll come, Lord, that'll be captured by the vision that will want to be a part of this. And so we receive all that you have for us today. Lord, would you speak to us and shape our hearts, Lord? Thank you for the power of your word and the power of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. This morning, I want to, as I have done sometimes, to share with you my responses to what I've been asking the Lord. Lord, how do I receive? How do I support? I'm in a new season. This is a new chapter for the church and a new chapter for Katya and I. And so, Lord, how do I support you? And so there are four responses that the Lord has given to me, or that this text really has. And so I want to share those with you. And I pray that they'll be an encouragement, and maybe they'll challenge us all as we consider this new chapter in our lives. Here's the first one. I'm ready to be a gift. I'm ready to be a gift. 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4 through 7 said there are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of them all. There are different kinds of service, but we serve the same Lord. God works in different ways, but it is the same God who does the work in all of us. And then verse 7, a spiritual gift is given to each of us so that we can help each other. Now, we read in Ephesians 4:11 a list of leaders. And I think as a mature church, I think, and I've seen in our history, we've not gotten caught up in the gifts for the most part. But in the church, by and large, many people focus and they want to be in a place where, you know, it's a very gifted, and maybe they don't participate and use their own gifting. But listen, the gifts are given to prepare us, every one of us, every Christian, to serve and to build up the church. And actually, when you think about that word gift, you're thinking about that grace has been given. We're talking about that the grace to be saved. We're talking about the grace has been given to every one of you for service and ministry. And that's been the testimony of this church, isn't it? I mean, you know, our founding pastor, you know, a great author, great pastor, great leader, and Dr. Pete, you know, just in the whole area of worship and teaching. And these are great leaders. But over the years, what God has done is God has brought a people that have been willing, that have discovered that, listen, God's grace has been given to serve and to minister. And listen, what is it, you know, exactly what is it when we talk about gifts and we talk about those grace? The Holy Spirit is working in you for you and I to become a gift. I mean, you know, one of the things that Katya and I will share about is you know, in talking about, you know, on November the 12th, how grateful we are. Listen, because you've been a gift. So many of you have been a gift to us and to our family. And I've seen you, you know, I mean, and I could go through and, you know, and we could talk about so many things, and we'll talk about more on the 12th. But that's the kind of church that we've become. That's what a grown-up church does, isn't it? And so, you know, and I know sometimes that maybe you see, y'all see that, you acknowledge that. But I get emails and I get people talking about y'all, you know, talking about, you know, how you serve and various things and all that. And it's such a blessing. And so anyway, and I want to, you know, when we talk about serving and we talk about gifting and that we're a healthy church and we use our gifts and we use our talents and all those things that God gives us. Listen to what the NIV application, I'm not preaching for the NIV, commentary series identifies several categories of gifts that really enhance the idea of being a gift. Listen to these. The gift of eternal life in Christ is a gift. Think about that. I mean, just think about it. You can be a gift because you have received Christ. You can be a gift to somebody else. And because you receive Christ, it's the reason for all the other gifts. Without Christ, receiving Christ into your heart, the other gifts don't come. Isn't that right? The Holy Spirit is a gift to every Christian. The thing, the Holy Spirit is a gift to every Christian, not just to a few or to those that speak in tongues or move in spiritual gifts. The Holy Spirit is a gift that's given to every Christian. People are gifts to the church. One's own station in life is a gift, specifically marriage. Your marriage is a gift, can be a gift. I mean, think about it. If Christ Covenant Church in the future, if we see young couples, how many of you that are mature and have a loving relationship with your marriage can be a strength to them? You're a gift. Your marriage is a gift. That's why your marriage is important. And we have a number of single moms, you know, that do ministry. I was so blessed, you know, Cheryl that comes has been coming for years. You know, she's going to work with Joan Hunter Ministries. And so I had to write a recommendation for, you know, and so she's a single parent, right? And so anyway, she's going to do ministry. And God has her in that season in her life. Your ministry or service is viewed. I mean, I think about, you know, over the years, I was talking to Robert. Is Robert in here? Well, he may be in the back. I don't know. You know, but Robert Billick is a gift because he's been so faithful with the ushers and the offerings and all those kinds of things. Listen, his service is a gift to us. Yes. And then obviously the various activities and the work of the Spirit are gifts. Those things that we might recognize or say these are spiritual gifts. And so I want to ask you, are you ready to be a gift in this new chapter? Are you ready? I was so blessed, and she's not here today, so I'll say something about it, and she won't be embarrassed. But Annette was talking, you know, Annette and I are preparing for the transition with Pastor Ryan, and she said, "Hey, Dennis, you know, Betty Ferguson has already called and said she wants me to set up an appointment to meet with Pastor Ryan because she wants to talk about Grief Share, the ministry that Betty leads." Hey, she's a great example to all of us because in these great years of her life, she's already preparing. I want to be a gift. Secondly, I'm ready to measure up. Look at Ephesians 4 in the New Living Translation. It says that grown up, right, mature Christians will be measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. Let me get a sip of water. Now, what do we know about Christ? There's nothing lacking in Christ. Isn't that right? The standard is there's nothing lacking. There's nothing lacking. I mean, you know, it's not like, oh, I forgot something. You know, I forget things. But the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, they don't forget. There's a full standard, okay? Thank you. Hey, that's the sound that the goes off the Bennett made, right, when they hit home runs. Thank you, Marco. Appreciate it. That's the train. Don't worry, the game is not going on right now, so don't rush out of here, okay? But we know that there's nothing lacking. But just listen to Ephesians 4:7 from the New American Standard. It says, "But to each one of us grace," and I talked about this earlier, "but each one of us grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift." Again, that's not talking about gift for salvation. That's talking about what the Holy Spirit, you know, apportions to us, that each one of us, you have a measure. Isn't that right? I mean, you are a measure that Christ has blessed you with. Now look, every one of us has been given that grace for service and ministry. Your measure given by the Holy Spirit makes up the fullness of the body of Christ. So that when you come and you serve and you minister and the Holy Spirit works, See, there's a fullness that you bring to the body of Christ. There's a fullness that you bring to this church. There's a fullness that you bring to the Christian community. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, how many of you, you ladies know, and I know a lot of you men do too, you know, when you have a recipe and when you're making that dish that everybody loves, you don't shortchange on the measure. Isn't that right? And guess what? God doesn't either. And so he, what Paul is saying to us, there's a measure that we've all been given. And so the measuring up is, Lord, I want to bring my, I want to be that gift. I want to measure up. I want to be a support. I want to be a strength, God, to what you've called me to do. Now, I want to ask you something, because many times, as I said, in the church at large, you know, is that we see people sitting on the sideline. Isn't that right? I mean, people come and they listen, they watch a video series, you know, they come in. They're not like y'all. I mean, if you go to some of the churches, I mean, it's like, you know, it's in and it's out. You know, and I'm not being critical, but I mean, sometimes, you know, I've seen, you know, people, I mean, there's good worship going on and people are reading their bulletins and those kinds of things. You know, but we're a present-oriented church and we love fellowship, okay? Now, but do some people try to do too much? In other words, they want to be a greater measure than really God has called them to be. Let's look at the other side of the coin. I know someone that's like that, and you do too. And I'm going to tell you who it is, because you know her. Our daughter, Clarissa McNeil, hair on fire, driving 90 miles an hour, huge network of friends. I mean, how many of y'all have, and listen, there's a testimony in this, okay, a significant testimony. But how many of y'all have worked closely with Clarissa? I know, Tony, you have. I mean, isn't that right? It's like, you know, that if the old phrase, irons in the fire, I mean, she can get some irons in the fire, isn't that right? But she may go off and leave the fire burning, so. It's a fire of the Holy Spirit. It's just got to be tempered. You know what? God is tempering that. He's tempering that. She's all grown up. And I tell you, one of the great blessings has been this opportunity that she's had to be full on staff full-time at Bible Fellowship Church. She's an administrative assistant to the senior worship leader. And just by the way, you know, here's the crazy thing about all this. I mean, and they're doing a worship conference in March. And so I think it's her boss, right? Clarissa's boss. Do you know that he is close friends with the pastor that is Dr. Pete's boss at a New Life Church in Colorado Springs? And so his name is Glenn Packett, and he's coming to share at their conference. And I thought, man, Clarissa, here you are. You've been mentored a lot by Dr. Pete, and then you go, and then your pastor, your worship pastor, has a relationship with someone coming out of New Life that's working closely with Dr. Pete. I mean, God's good, isn't he? And so anyway, but let me not, I'm getting sidetracked a little bit. But she called Katya and I, you know, recently, and they're going through this ministry in preparation where they're really looking at their hearts and their activities to prepare themselves, because they see in all that they do that it's their spiritual act of worship, and it prepares them to lead on Sunday. And so anyway, and how many of you, and you don't have to raise your hand, but how many of you tried to get Clarissa to slow down sometime? Okay, go ahead and raise your hand if you did, okay? Yeah. You know what she said? She said, as they've gone through this, the Lord has been saying to her, and a lot of people, including Miles, try to get her to slow down. They're such opposites, aren't they? I'm sorry. I mean, if y'all know them. They are. They're such opposites. And she said to us, the Lord is saying, it's time to simplify Clarissa. And she said this, she said, I have been so stubborn about that. What am I saying in that? See, what God is doing is God is helping her to be the measure that she's been given, so that she can be a strength and a blessing and the anointing flow through her in her life and in her ministry. That may be you. I don't know if you're here today. All grown up. Here's a third response that I see that I've made a commitment to. I'm ready to build up. You know, if you're going to build something, you have to measure, right? Isn't that right? I mean, Dan can tell you that. He's a builder. Alan Floyd, he's a builder. There may be others of you. But you have to measure, right? And if you're going to build up any things, I mean, you know, these walls, I mean, they're not, I mean, you know, the supports along the wall cavity, metal studs or whatever is here, you know, and all that. I mean, it's measured out, isn't it, right? So that it fits. I mean, have you ever tried to take something that wasn't, you know, measured right and you pound it in there, you know? Well, you know, you can't build with that. And so God has called us to be ready to build up. Now, these verses ask a really important question. They ask this question, what are we building towards as you read through here, if you read it closely? And here's what we're building to, okay? In serving, we always build towards unity and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Let me say that's really important. What we build towards in our serving and our ministry is to build up towards unity, you can say maturity, and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. I'm going to read just a couple of verses that I believe that as I read these, I thought, you know, God, this is what you've done at Christ Covenant Church. It's Romans 14, verses 19. This is from the New Living Translation. So then let us aim for harmony. I mean, how many of you enjoy good harmony? Isn't that right? I mean, we enjoy it here. We enjoyed it this morning. Harmony in the church, and you try to build each other up. Now, listen, unity originates with God, okay? Isn't that right? Unity originates with God. It's not something that we can do on our own, but he empowers diversity and variety. See, the health of this body has been, you know, that we've had diversity and we've had variety. And I tell you, for the most part, you know, over the years, we've had unity in this church. Yep. Let me say it again. We've had unity in this church. You've had unity among the leadership. You know, I mean, there's not been divisions. You know, we've learned how to hear the Lord and to work through things. I mean, you know, in our history. And then listen, this is so great. This is what God, I mean, I think about, you know, and I don't really have time to say all of the things and the various people, the team and everybody. But listen to 1 Corinthians 14:26. It says this, well, my brothers and sisters, let's summarize. This is talking about our corporate worship and our life in the church. When you meet together, one will sing, another will teach, another will tell some special revelation that God has given. One will speak in tongues and another will interpret what is said, but everything that is done must strengthen all of you. Listen, that's your testimony. That's your testimony over the years. That's your testimony today. You know, that's what Paul is writing. One of the great blessings is my friendship with Estelle. And I sent Estelle an email last night to ask him if I could share. Is this okay? Okay, good. I don't want to embarrass you. He has written me a lot of emails about y'all. A lot. And they have been a blessing and an encouragement to me because he has talked about so many of you and what a blessing that you have been. And really what he is describing is how you have helped to build up his life since he's come. How many years now, Estelle? 4 years. Can I just take a moment to list some things? I mean, and the way that he writes about y'all is I'm just like, wow, man, this is great stuff. It's so encouraging. I mean, sometimes, you know, yeah. I mean, I'd come from a meeting and somebody else kind of, and they never got upset with me. And, you know, y'all never gotten upset with me or whatever, but y'all would come and say, you know, I'm kind of upset, team leaders, you know, kind of thing. Say, well, you know, the scripture says get together, you know. And but again, let me just listen. Let me just say something, okay, let me just mention these things that he's talked about that have been such a blessing that have built him up. Clarissa's singing. Remember Miles when he started moderating, and we thought, that's a quiet guy, you know, and then he's up here, he's exhorting, and he's, you know, moderating. Pastor Tom teaching. Greg Dragna exhorting. And you know what, you know, Greg, he did know Greg's name for a while. He called him the other Dennis Jameson, isn't that right? You know why? Because you and I are exhorters. And Greg has been such, Greg and Lori, but Greg has been such a blessing because he exhorts us, doesn't he? I mean, he exhorts us, doesn't he? Yeah, it's great stuff. And then he's talked about Dan and Kelly Lowry and their Connect group. You guys, you know, y'all walk on water. And the Connect group. Because there's a lot of people in y'all's Connect group that are blessed. And most of all, Barry and Debbie's tireless service and care in his life. Man, when I read those emails, and sometimes they've come, you know, and I just needed just a little bit of encouragement. Man, his emails, because what he's describing is a testimony of God building up. And think about it. It's from his wheelchair. It's from his wheelchair that he writes words of encouragement to us. He's a gift to this church. This brings us to my fourth commitment. I'm ready to do my special work. Let's look at 1 Corinthians again, 4:16. It says he makes the whole, I'm sorry, I think this is actually Ephesians, isn't it? But he makes the whole body fit together perfectly as each part does its own special work. It helps other parts to grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. As a grown-up church, as I said, we are entering a new chapter. The chapters that God has written in our hearts and our lives, the work and the ministry and the influence of this church. And listen, don't belittle what God has done by the size that we are. The people that have been ministered to and their lives have been impacted are out there. And they give testimony. Do you hear me? They give testimony to what God has done through you in their lives. And many times when they are at the most critical juncture in their life, they will choose to come here. Maybe even beyond their own church that they're currently at. That's a great testimony. I've committed to the Lord these things. And my role will be, the dynamics of it will be somewhat different maybe than yours. In my relationship, Kat and I, is our future relationship with Pastor Ryan and Isabel. I don't know if any of these things have spoken to you. They're not just personal to me. They're what God's Word says. These are not things that I came up with on my own, you know. And Ephesians is such a great, great book that it helps us. I trust that God will speak to your heart in these days to come. I pray that he will affirm his will. I pray that he'll be patient, that you'll listen, and that you'll be ready for what God will do. I'm excited for the days ahead. I'm excited for the days ahead. God has laid a great foundation in this church, and he has built up a great people. And by the grace of God, God has done a wonderful thing in each one of your hearts. Would you just close your eyes with me? Father, we ask you to help us to be ready to be the gift that you desire for us to be. Lord, we desire to be ready and prepared. Lord, we want to measure up. God, we want to be the measure and give what you desire, not beyond. Try to do more than we can. But Lord, not just sitting on the sidelines or sitting in a seat waiting for Pastor Ryan to do everything, God, but to follow his leadership and to continue to be and to do those things that you've called us to do. Lord, you said to us that we were connecting people and we're building faith. And so, Lord, we want to continue to build up. We want to serve in the ministry, Lord, and do our part in the body of Christ on the corner of Long and Bow in Queenston. And Lord, each one of us, we do have a special work. And Lord, whether it's being a greeter, whether it's being a good neighbor, or Lord, whether it's teaching or being an evangelist, God, you'll make that clear to all of us. I pray for Pastor Ryan and Isabel. We thank you for the confirmation of your call in his life. And as she comes as the pastor's wife, we're to be a blessing to our church. We thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name.